shots, like I think $2 each or 3 for $5, something like that, and they're not small. So they bought a shit ton of them. Like, you want a jello shot? I'm like, no. I rode my bike. Like, that helmet, I believe, is too small for me, first off. And second, no. I'm not falling off my bike. I'm not going to get hit by a car because I'm dead. All right. And they're just throwing them back. I'm like, oh, my God, you guys are insane. So finally, we were like the last brewery. We said we wanted to get home before dark because I don't want to watch WrestleMania for a little while.
Oh, right.
And as we rode, the sun just decided to go down and the clouds came out. And I'm like, well, so much for getting home before dark. So, but we got home safely, so it didn't matter. And I wasn't even drunk or anything. Like, you stick to one beer over 7 hours is not that bad. So,
No, not even a little bit.
No, yeah, but...
Yeah, so I mean, NXT got the short shrift this weekend from both of us, then, is what I'm hearing.
It's at noon on a Saturday. Who in their right mind watched it? And by the way, per attendance, not a lot of people bought tickets for it either.
Oh.
In a 19,000-seat arena, they sold 4,000 seats. I distinctly remember when we would go to NXT shows, they'd be sold out immediately. And I'm pretty sure I talked about this too, about how they killed their business by doing this. All that money wasted for a bunch of people that they aren't going to call up to the main roster, apparently. So.
That aspect of things, I certainly feel more than happy to talk about. Because I am really confused with the whole, the Raquel Gonzalez-Dakota Kai thing. I feel like I missed last week's NXT also, and I'm going, what is going on here? Why is this a thing? And why isn't Raquel Gonzalez on the main roster?
Yeah, I mean, there's no explanation for them getting back together. Raquel helps her out, and all of a sudden they're like, yay! I'm like, I have a long memory. You guys were trying to kill each other.
Like a month ago.
Dakota Kai's in the shape she's in. No, that was, actually it was like 3-4 months ago. It was a while. But Dakota Kai...
Okay.
Yeah, because Dakota Kai, you know, disappeared for a while, and everyone was like, uh-oh, she didn't cut?
Uh-oh.
Then she comes back as a crazy girl. Then Raquel's wasting time with Cora Jade. She gets hurt.
Yeah, and that's what it is. I think that they, at least within the context of the Dusty Cup for the women, I feel like they mentioned the Dakota Kai, Raquel Gonzalez feud. That's why I'm feeling like it was more recent than... 3 or 4 months ago.
Yeah, it's also, didn't it kind of happen around the exact same time they were doing all these changes to do?
Yes.
Right before the changes, I think.
Yeah, it's in that time period, you know, like it all roughly happened at the same time. You know, it hasn't been that long.
Yeah, but then. She just goes back, they hug, and I'm like, well, that's cool. They shouldn't have broken up in the first place. I honestly still say that should have been a long run, but like a long simmering thing, but whatever. And then all the changes at NXT, this happens. They win the titles, and I'm like, well, that's a surprise. Oh, never mind. They lost them again. And then after that, it's Dakota Kai walking around backstage going, you'll pay for this, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, where's Raquel?
I was shocked that Raquel was the one that took the pin.
Yeah, she's consistently taking the pins. She even got pinned for the title match or something. I know she was hurt, but still. Or hurt, I'm, you know, air quotes, but...
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Unless she is going to the main roster. And yeah. They're just keeping it secret.
Yeah, she has been on a real losing streak in NXT. And I guess this week would not have seemed to be the week to call someone up. Honestly, after
No.
watching the crowd on Raw on Monday, that was not something you wanted to happen.
No, the crowd on Raw Monday wasn't so bad as usual, but but part of it also, I actually agreed with some of the crowd on Raw, so it's all right. But like the NXT crowd was bizarre. Booing Braun Breaker, booing Cameron Grimes, or at least saying like they're like you deserve it, no you don't, that stuff.
Oh,
Like what the hell? Why are they turning on Cameron Grimes?
I didn't catch that part of the pay-per-view. That is weird and fucked up. I don't know what the guys worked all year to essentially to get to this point. I mean, he's done goofy gimmick, he's mostly won the whole time and just keeps on coming up just short of winning the title.
Yeah.
I don't, yeah, I'm confused as to why you would think he did not deserve it.
Yeah, I don't get it. But they were doing some other goofy shit too. Shannon, we want Ziggler. Like, I'm confused. I don't know why they're doing this stuff, but it just seems like it seemed rebellious to be rebellious because it was not in Dallas. It was back in Florida. So
Oh.
you can't blame it on a WrestleMania crowd. I don't know what they were doing. But whatever.
Yeah, that's a strange one. 'Cause yeah,
Yeah.
I mean, no one hijacked Raw. They just felt tired to me in general.
Yeah. But yeah, NXT this week, I don't know, man. It's hard to complain about the same things without sounding like a total asshole because it's my fault for complaining, and it is. But it's still like some of these people shouldn't be on TV. The people that aren't on TV should be. I like the last like Lash Legend Nikita Lyons match was not terrible, but also, oof. It shouldn't be on TV yet. Those two, honestly, those two shouldn't be facing each other anyways. They should be with an enhancement talent that can make them look better. That's what NXT used to do. And then they would have, main events, whatever. And then they had this whole Dawn of NXT bullshit with some guy that I watched the documentary about. I'm like, who likes this guy? Is that supposed to be the point? But he's a goober. It's like, all right, I don't want to pick on someone like that. Read between the lines there. But the guy's just a doofus and he couldn't remember anything. And it made Tony D look even worse than the K's character is. All right, I gotta shut AEW off. So
I guess I didn't hear that part of the promo, so I don't know how much of a dumb dumb mook AJ
he's
Galante is, but
awful. I can't remember his name.
yeah, they're like, if you don't know who he is, look him up, and I'm like, I don't want to look him up. If he was actually some real life crime lord, then fuck that guy.
Yeah, well, yeah, they could never. I watched a documentary about it, and they never really like he. I think he did jail time. It's been a while, but it was like it was all over the place, and it's like, all right. So why are we like? I don't know. I guess it's just part of my thing, but it's like, why are we celebrating these scummy people? Which I mean, it's exactly what we do anyways. But do we need it in our wrestling too? Like.
Yep. And I mean, I do think they want. I guess Tony D'Angelo has done fine as a heel by himself. I'm not sure that he needs any additional heat. But they love their
No.
tie-ins. The WWE does. So I guess I'm not surprised that they would have approach someone for this type of role.
But I'm just thinking, like, couldn't you have, I mean, I guess because it's a real situation. Because I was going to suggest like somebody from The Sopranos, but then, you know, that's been done over and over, so that's kind of stupid. But
yes.
Just I don't know any of the Goomba mobster guys or whatever Tony D's supposed to be that you could put on. So, but every time I start coming around on Tony D, they just shackle him down and make it worse. This whole Don of NXT, him going, hey, like, I'm trying to think of, like, okay, I guess this is a horrible example of going with it. Kamala. We're kids.
Oh.
We're raised by, like, you know, like, remember when we were kids, quicksand was a real thing we should be scared of?
Oh my gosh. So quicksand was everywhere.
Yes.
I really thought I was going to run into that sometime as a child, and it never happened.
I want to look up later. I'll probably find the band, but.
it's a good band.
Yeah, they're actually coming here.
Excellent. I was a little bit bummed that, what's their names, postponed their tour. Parkway Drive.
Well, the Foo Fighters just canceled on us, so, you know. Well, good reason, but I was still like, hot damn. But I was back, so that helps too. So
yeah, but, kind of forgot about that. Is that a drummer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's rough, dude.
But, yeah, at 50, that's tough.
Yeah, at 50, and a guy who, by reading his own words, his interviews, didn't really address his drug stuff. He said he handles it in his own way, he doesn't go to rehab, whatever else, and it's like, well, where'd that get you? And obviously he can't answer, so that sucks. They had like 10 different chemicals in him.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I mean, one was THC, it's like, what the fuck ever, but, you know, and I'm sure some of it could have been medication, too,
oh.
But 10 is a lot. I mean, if you're taking seven different medications,
I didn't take.
Probably shouldn't be doing anything else.
I did not really pay attention to what happened, because I don't care. Like, not a big Foo Fighters fan, like, it's...
Yeah.
Not...
Yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah. But, I don't really have anything against them, just never really got into them.
I remember you used to hate on them all the time.
Yeah, well, that might have happened.
I think it's because Eric loves them so much.
Yeah, well. Yeah, his taste is questionable.
I forgot what I was fucking talking about. Oh, we were talking about, like, stereotype characters.
Yes.
Kamala, right?
Yeah.
Kamala, based off of being kids and everything that used to be taught, it was like, oh my god, that's a legitimate wild, like, monster crazy guy.
Oh.
Which now you look at Kamala and go, what the hell? So.
Yeah.
That's back then. Now, we're supposed to be more enlightened, more socially conscious, whatever. And here we are, and I know I've already talked about this, so I'm just going to cut it short. We already know this is stupid, and yet here we are doing it.
Yeah.
And see people buy into it, doing like the whole fingers in the air thing when he comes out.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. My Goomba.
Yeah. And I think he actually did say something about a Gabagool the other day. I was like, shut the fuck up. And then MSK challenges a guy that's got a hurt arm to a match. Which we don't have to worry about anymore, because that match is never going to happen. So, that didn't make sense. The whole MSK thing's bizarre to me anyways. So,
I was pretty shocked. That was one where I saw the outcome, so I knew that they won, Did not listen to the promo yesterday. But yeah, they have been a really, really curious case. You think that they're supposed to be baby faces, but then all of a sudden at the shortly after the Dusty Cup, they just start getting booed for
Okay, you don't know what's going on, do you? MSK is no more.
Oh, they let go of
Okay,
them?
I was so over the weekend, Nash Carter, he's married to Kimberly from Impact Wrestling. She posted a bunch of allegations. And I'm gonna paraphrase, so I'm not gonna get everything right. But I'm going to get the general gist of this. She posted that he's been abusing her. He beats her. He's a raging alcoholic. This and this. Okay?
Oh.
That was on Friday. They win the titles Saturday. And apparently WWE was aware of these allegations. Okay? Saturday night, she comes back and says, I'm sorry I posted this stuff. We're going through a stressful time. I didn't mean to put this out there. It's not true. Again, I'm paraphrasing.
Yep.
Sunday during and then other people who were know the situation, again, air quotes, have differing stories on this. Sunday during WrestleMania, she posts a picture of her with some scratches, I think a bruised eye. I can't remember it exactly. And says, "This is what he did to me. I'm sorry. I have to take back what I said. I'm a victim of abuse, and I was trying to protect my abuser." He said, "No one will believe you because you're a wrestler, and these things happen." So then, somebody else comes out and says, "Yes, this is all true. I know everything. I'm so proud of her for coming out." Monday rolls around, and he hasn't said a thing, by the way. Nothing. He has like one tweet or something from like WrestleMania weekend saying this was great. That was it. And then Monday, I can't remember what else happened. And then today, and then they're on TV yesterday. Today they released him. They released just him. Where this gets weird is she's continually made up stuff in the past, not about him, but about other things. She also made up a story about how she knows it's Wesley, right? I always get his name wrong. That she knew his wife personally and that he was a drunk or something like that. And he called her out, was like, "You've never met my wife," or something like that. So she had to backtrack and go, "No, you're wrong. I'm going through blah blah blah." So she's one of these that posts something. She actually like equated, which I guess doesn't really apply in this. But she equated eating meat to being slavery.
Oh boy.
So it's like, it's a lot of he said, she said stuff, but WWE still chose to release him. I don't know what that means, though. Like, is it, hey, you're too small, we don't care, bye? Or is it, yeah, we looked into this, you gotta go. Or we'll bring it back when this is over. Because they kept the Velveteen Dream around for what, a year with all the stuff going on with him?
Yeah, it's
Oh.
interesting what they pick and choose. I mean, there are definitely some allegations out there for Matt Riddle that were just like, hey, no, we're cool. Whatever. We don't believe that person.
Yeah, and they put money behind him, but I also think he's a more bankable star.
And
You know?
that certainly is I would have to say that of the two, Wesley is more of a bankable star. Yeah, 'cause he was Nash Carter. Yep.
Yeah, yes. I agree with you.
So if you are going to release one of the two of them, I know that Wesley might be vertically challenged, as the kids like to say these days. But wow, man, he's kind of Rey Mysterio fast and sudden. And,
well, he's not Mexican, though, so it doesn't matter. He can't be a small black guy. Sorry.
This is true.
Tell me a small black guy on the roster that matters. Nope. Not Cedric. Sean's not a small guy, so he doesn't count, but he's small comparatively.
Comparatively, he's small black guy. Still a fucking beast.
Apollo Crews, remember him?
Small black guy?
Nope.
But I mean, he's kind of a big guy, though. At least size-wise. But yeah, I guess he's a little vertically challenged, and he hasn't done...
Yeah.
I mean, he got, what, Intercontinental title run?
I think it was U.S.
Or U.S., whatever.
It was one Big E had. Whatever. Exactly. Yeah. Whatever.
I get them wrong all the time, and I, at this point, just barely hold on to care which one is which. Like, it... Whatever, just interchange them if I get it wrong. It's fine. Everyone knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah, Apollo Crews hasn't really done a whole lot of anything. Yeah, I can't think of any. I mean, Swerve didn't even get a chance to try.
Nope. But even still, when they called them up, all the rumors were that. Who was the tall guy? Top Dollar. He was going to be the lead single star of that group because he's the big guy.
Oh,
he's not the shorter black guys.
Yeah.
So
and I guess even if you're thinking about it, New Day, Kofi Kingston has had success. Big E has had success, and the shortest of the triumvirate. Yeah, I'm sorry. King of the Ring, not the same as is the big dog championship.
Yeah, I know. They just seem like, all right, we're going to do King of the Ring. Xavier's always talked about wanting to be King of the Ring. Here you go, buddy. So, yeah. But I will say, Xavier has bulked up quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
In his downtime, it's like, dude, slow down. I mean, good on you. So,
yeah, that was always one of those funny things. I haven't listened to their podcast because it hasn't been new for a while. But that him and Big E talking about bulking up was always a pretty hilarious subject.
Yes, I will always laugh at Big E saying he wanted to fight Goldberg. You know, just two big beefy men slapping meat. I just want to slap you. That's fucking funny. So. But then, like, all right, real quick, I know we're – well, that's really it for NXT. Whatever. Oh. Is Gunther getting called up because it doesn't make any sense to throw that match away like that? It doesn't make any sense to throw that feud away like that.
I was so confused that was happening last night. And then to have a definitive end to it?
Yes, and to me, an end that came out of the blue. I know it was bronze stuff, but he beats Gunther to go into a feud with Joe Gacy, who's literally done nothing except talk.
I don't get it. I mean, there's... to me, there's two levels of complaining. I can understand not getting the Tony D'Angelo stuff. NXT, though, has had a lot of these start and stop things. And, like, I thought they were doing a pretty good job of positioning Imperium as an impressive group. When you have their main guy lose to your champion... There is not a whole lot for him to shoot for.
Yeah. Well, the whole Bron Breakker thing didn't make sense over the weekend anyways. He loses Saturday. First, he inducts his dad and his uncle into the Hall of Fame, where it's openly acknowledged that he is Rick Steiner's son. Saturday he comes out, he's still a Brown Breaker, and he cuts the NXT logo in half with a chainsaw, loses. You hear nothing about Dolph Ziggler or Brown Breaker on Sunday. Monday, oh, they were so impressed with him, he gets another shot. And I go, what? And then he wins the title.
Oh.
What? Why not just give him his big moment and win Saturday? And maybe it would have added some suspense to Gunther. Because I'm like, this is going to end in a DQ or Smiles or something.
Oh.
He just beats him clean. I'm like, what?
Oh, I can't believe that you were shocked. I knew that I was like, oh, they wanted the bigger audience. Like, I mean, you said it yourself. I know that I saw the arena. I'm not going to say that it was sold out. There are definitely more than 4,000 people there for Raw.
Oh, no. Okay. I understand exactly what you're saying. I agree that's why they did that.
Yeah.
But why wouldn't you have that main event end in a goofy way on Saturday? They showed highlights, but they never addressed the fact Dolph cheated.
That's all they talked about, though, in the during the match on Raw. Okay,
during the match, sure, but no, on the reasoning they gave was that WWE officials were so impressed with Braun Breaker,
okay,
they're giving him another chance. And it's like, you just lost. It's kind of the Thunder Rosa thing to me. Thunder Rosa loses. The next week, a couple days later, she's in a qualifier match for number one contender. Wait, what? She just lost. And then she wins the title. This was actually a much abbreviated version of that.
Right.
So, yeah, it didn't do him any favors. And I think that may be part of the reason why the crowd was on his case. And I really am curious how they're going to treat him next week after he beat Gunther clean.
Oh.
So, and boy, Gunther sure was pulling those slaps.
Yeah, I didn't do a good job of paying attention to the match. I mean, I saw the I saw the majority of it, but it could use a rewatch, I suppose. But yeah, it's a weird few. And if you're keeping the championship on Breaker, he's not going up that soon. And yeah, I mean, if he's only been around for a minute, I'm okay with moving people along quickly. But that one might call for a little more time.
Yeah, because the crowd on Monday, they were polite. Some people were very, you know, very into it. But it was more of a polite, oh, yeah. And then no one really cared about the match.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'm still blaming the crowd on that one. But
he came out in all black. Like, he wasn't even in, like, one of his colorful outfits, any of that stuff. So it was just a weird decision. Like, that's not how you showcase the guy.
Yeah. Yeah, have him do the usual. I guess, whatever. Those guys, everyone changes outfits so quickly these days. I guess I'm not completely surprised, I suppose, that he had an all-black outfit somewhere laying around.
Yeah, it was just weird.
Yeah.
But I think it was abbreviated. Unless they're calling Gunther up.
Oh.
I think this is a huge mistake. Because there's not money in it, because they're not making money off of it anymore. But there's at least a story there. But the real story is Rick Steiner was kidnapped by Joe Gacy. And end of show. Like, okay. Like, what? I listen to Figure Four or Wrestling Observer Live every day with Brian Alvarez and Semper Vivi. Yeah. And Alvarez pointed out there is a kidnapping on NXT every week. He pointed that out a few weeks ago. Ever since he said that, he's exactly right. There is a kidnapping, abduction, whatever.
Yeah.
Every week.
Yeah, it is a very common theme in NXT. It's...
Yeah. It just, it's lazy. But
yeah. Yes, it is. Very lazy.
NXT was whatever. That's the state of the company. You know?
Oh.
That's the part of it. They've ruined it. As a money-making machine, they've ruined it. So...
Yeah, it's certainly something, I guess you kind of talked about it, about whether it's worse to do Hall of Fame or NXT. It is going to be, I mean, I didn't want to buy a ticket to WrestleMania this year. While I kind of like NXT on the whole a little bit more than you, it's not drawing me to buy a ticket.
Yeah, if NXT came on here, I wouldn't go.
Yeah.
I mean, unless they gave me, I mean, honestly, unless they gave me a legit Walter Gunther match, Cameron Grimes would be a draw for me. Gigi Dolin, obviously. but there's nothing that would draw me to that show. Like Carmelo Hayes, I'm sorry. I would like to see Carmelo Hayes in person.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, that'd be pretty special, actually.
I mean, yeah, I think that's the problem, kind of on their main product sometimes too. Like, there's enough there that you don't want to completely give up on it, but there's also not enough there pulling you in to make you really want to go. It'll be interesting moving forward to see if it can still be good, the Roman Reigns stuff. But there's, you know, a lot night not to like on Raw or on SmackDown also.
Okay. So you said you didn't talk much about Raw, and there wasn't a lot to talk about, right?
Yeah, right.
Besides the Ezekiel stuff, which...
I'm still disappointed it was not Ezekiel Jackson.
Okay, all right. Wasn't that what everyone thought? Like,
and there were a lot...
What was Ezekiel Jackson back for? But it wasn't his colors.
No.
Fake. Wasn't it purple? Because he wore red all the time, if I remember right.
Yeah, it was different colors.
My face is Ezekiel Jackson, by the way. So, but, I initially shit all over that. I'm like, this is awful. He looks terrible, which is a bad thing to say about another human being's looks, by the way. That's rude.
I don't think he looks terrible because the guy looks like he got ripped in the meantime since he's been out for Lord only knows how long at this juncture.
Okay, so I read a rumor why he was gone. I don't know if this is true or not. Apparently they had a storyline involved for him. And the writer said, hey, you have to cut your hair down, cut it like this, and we're going to go with it. And he's like, okay, cool. He does that. Vince goes, why'd you cut your hair? And he's like, well, that's the program you've got for me. He's like, I didn't approve any program for you. And he hasn't been on TV until it grew back out. That's the rumor. Yep. And you know what? I know I keep saying it's a rumor. I bet a pretty substantial sum that's true. Because the egomaniac and control guy that Vince is, someone told somebody, like, one of his employees who writes the shows told somebody who they write for to do this because they're going to do that. And Vince was like, I didn't say anything about that. So, you get to get paid and not do anything. But yes, he did get ripped, but he looks like an 80s jobber now. The outfit, the bad music, the stance, the posture, everything sucks.
He looks like he's one of those guys. I'm like, you look really strange without the facial hair.
Yes.
I mean, he really could pull off like a. He kind of did have a Hercules look about him. He's not that. No one's ever going to be that pasty in the WWE ever again. But
yeah, that's true. Hercules, quick gimmick. I wasn't aware of him in anything else other than WWE. So he was always Hercules Hernandez, and then they just said Hercules because it's public domain, so you can't copyright it. So you just call anybody you want. Just like Thor, anybody can be Thor or any of the Asgardians or the Norse gods. That's all public domain. So, but he, like Elias, the problem was that like, when he wrestled, it was just like whatever. But I don't know if that's really his fault. I mean, you can improve, but when you're only working 2-minute matches every few weeks, how are you going to improve? But he always had a cool look. The crowd loved him. And then they go, oh, no, we're going to make you a bad guy now. Wait, what? All right, no, I'm going to make you a good guy. Like, he looked like a jacked up, which is a very funny thing to say, Randy Savage for a while. And then, I mean, because do you remember how over he was? He had his own album. He had his own concert during WrestleMania week. Elias was over. Even when he was a face, and then like that the one heel run where him and Kevin Owens were getting booed out of the building in Seattle.
That is still one of my favorite things.
Just... And I love that Kevin Owens was smart enough to just go, don't say a word. We will sit here, we'll go backstage, and I will explain. I'll take the heat for it. And I love that. So then they give him this dumbass gimmick, but I forgot that Abyss is one of the backstage agents now. I don't know if he's on the creative staff, which I think agents are on the creative staff. And I know it's Impact, and everyone wants to hate on it, but the Joseph Park Abyss stuff was entertaining. It went on way too long. But Abyss being the monster, and it tried to tell everybody that Joseph Park is his brother, or is like his brother or whatever it was supposed to be, or his lawyer. I can't remember right offhand.
He was his brother, who was a lawyer.
Okay. Yeah. So if he's actually in control of this, that he knows the nuances of it. And doesn't Shane Helms work for them as a producer as well?
Yeah, I believe so.
Well, he had Hurricane and Gregory Helms. So you've got two guys who did a dual identity thing, which the whole crowd knew what it was.
Yeah.
I kind of convinced myself I'm going to give this a chance, even though probably shouldn't, but all right.
It could be entertaining. I'm not counting on it being entertaining. Elias played it off really well, or Ezekiel played it off very well, and Kevin Owens is kind of one of the perfect foils to have in that situation.
Yes, I mean I was so happy that they didn't make Kevin Owens out like a dumbass. He'd be like, I'm Ezekiel. He'd be like, what are you doing here, Ezekiel? you're a one-name guy, Ezekiel? I was like, well, you're interrupting the Kevin Owens show? No. He went, Elias? Because that's what everyone was thinking. And all he kept saying was, no, I'm oh my God. Sorry, at the hockey game, I was like, oh my God. I want it to be good, so I don't know if I'm just trying to will myself into this being fun, but Kevin Owens was a good start because he called it out immediately.
Right.
So, but I'm trying to figure out who else was Elias paired up with. Jackson Riker, he's gone.
Oh.
Was there anyone else he was paired up with?
Well, you mentioned Owens.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I do think that that was it, really.
All right. So, what would
'Cause,
be.
yeah, he's mostly been a singles guy. It's, yeah.
Yeah, but
Mostly
I
been a
think
singles
what
guy.
would be funny is if, you know, it's not this, it's his hair's not long enough, but if he had just like a wig, I'm sorry, like a beard wig, a fake beard, so
Oh.
that there would be like backstage vignettes. So like, all right, so when does it become absurd? Because we were all about the three faces of Foley. Remember when they would talk to each other? We just
Oh.
laugh and go, "This is great." Are
Yes.
we past that now? To where if they do this, we'll be like, "This is stupid." I don't know.
It's a
I'm
lot
with
of
Mike
it's
on
in
either way.
execution. You know, I don't know if I was as entertained by the Joseph Park stuff as you were.
For a while, I was. It really got long in the tooth, so.
Yeah. But you know, he did a good job of playing it off, you know. He did he played his role fairly well, and I think that that helped things. And as dumb as it kind of sounds, TNA Impact, whatever it was at the time, they took it seriously.
Yes.
You know, and that kind of helps too. Like the way that it gets handled really helps one way or the other. So we'll see how this gets handled moving forward. It could be a disaster, but it also, like you said, it could work out and be really entertaining if they want him, obviously, to be that type of a baby face.
Yeah, and I think that'll be another thing. Do they want him to be a baby face? I mean, there's that aspect too, which wouldn't make any sense to make him a bad guy, but they do dumb shit. Anything's possible. But like, that was my big takeaway from Raw. Like, they make us wait all the way to the end for Roman Reigns,
Who
and he
says
says
go?
nothing.
Who says watch SmackDown?
Yeah. It's like the Christmas story. He finally
Yeah.
gets the Dakota ring, and he's like, "Be sure to drink your Ovaltine." A crummy commercial? Like, all that anticipation for nothing?
Yeah.
So that was dumb. And then, like, it didn't even really help Roman. It didn't make him seem like a bad guy. It just seemed like, well, this is stupid. But
Oh.
the what was the other? There was something else on the show. Oh. This Edge and Damian Priest thing. I was so happy to see Brody King call this bullshit out. He's like, when you order, he called, he said on Twitter, when you order the House of Black on Wish, that's what this
Oh.
screams to me. Like,
How,
okay,
but I mean, could you call the House of Black a knockoff of the Brood?
no, because the Brood were vampires, and they didn't really, like, they weren't sold in on being, you know, what am I looking for? Vampires, right? It was implied where the House of Black is doing all this, like, not dark magic, but there's a definite darkness to it. A cult, I guess, would be part of it. I guess that'd be another one. To where, like, the presentation of this is like kind of like half-assing, kind of half-assing it. Like, wait a sec.
Oh,
So I'm willing to give it a shot,
yeah, to
but
me I guess to me they're leaning into themes that were already there. I mean, they were playing up the Damien part of Damien Priest for the last 4 to 6 months. And Edge, to me, needed something to, some reason to be a heel. And having him get a heavy helps move him in that direction. And he's already had, like, to say that the House of Black is the only one that is full of dark imagery, like, did you see any of Edge's run during his career, Brody King? I mean, any of it. Like, even if you take out the vampire-y stuff, I mean, Rated R Superstar is in there, The Ultimate Opportunist. Like, the guy was kind of devious and conniving and kind of dark the whole time. So, I mean, to me, it's just another incarnation of Edge's gimmick.
Here's the problem with Edge's gimmick, though. I'm sorry. I don't mean to, like, ignore what you said. The problem with Edge's gimmick is no one wants to boo him. No one
Uh-oh.
wants to boo Edge. Like, his explanation is sound, by the way, by saying, like, you know what? I came back. I was happy to be back. I was happy to do this. And I wanted to please you guys. I realized that's not who I am.
Oh.
That's
Yeah.
fair. Because Edge was a bad guy for a lot, most of his run, after, like, the real big singles parts.
Yep.
But then, you become beloved when,
Yeah, you're on the
you get
shelf
hurt
for
and you have to
9 years
retire.
or whatever it is.
Right. So, but I think another problem with that, though, is when they let you in on a wrestler's real life,
Oh.
to where you become a fan of them, so that like, and I know, like, the popular thing is always, well, we were playing a role. Well, we really liked what you were doing. Like, we got to know the human being to where we liked the human being more than we liked the role you were playing. So, I mean, there is that aspect of it to where it's like, okie dokie, I don't know what to do anymore.
Yeah.
But
And I guess to me, that's why he needed something to push him more in that direction, because it's just like, guys, we just saw him and his wife taking on the Miz and Maryse, who were clearly the bad guys in that situation.
exactly. Yes.
So,
Exactly.
yeah, like the snapping on AJ Styles was a little tough for me to take, because it did truly seem out of the blue. This is one of those few, they're pushing the story forward past WrestleMania, since they had Damian Priest pop up.
Well, apparently
And
this was Edge's idea. He wanted a faction again. So apparently Damian Priest is not the last guy.
oh,
So there may be three of them, because there's always three.
I
So
Yeah,
I'm just
it
trying to figure out who the third could be, because Damian Priest always had the look of someone that could possibly go, like, occult
Oh,
or
yeah.
mystic or something like that.
Oh, I
I
mean, he
guess the
was already
tattoos would
the
be cool.
Archer of Infamy,
Yeah.
so
See?
he was
Which.
not too far off.
Did they ever explain what Archer Infamy meant?
I don't think so.
Okay. Because the only one I know is Robin Hood. So. No, don't. That you gave that exactly what it deserved. So. Dude, when you tell a bad joke, but you just go, no, I'm gonna try and own it.
Yeah,
That's what that
it
was.
still never feels
It didn't
good.
work. Yeah, it just didn't feel cool. I knew it was bad as soon as it came out. I just sit on it. Maybe it's gonna be better than you thought. It wasn't. I mean, why the fuck would it be? That was bad. Half the people don't know who Robin Hood is anyways, not nowadays. So
Oh,
just
good
dumb.
thing there are no young kids that listen to the podcast, so everyone will get
That's
the
true.
joke. Somewhat
Not
get
wrestling
the
ones. But
joke.
yeah. So, it is what it is. I now I'm more curious about who a third person will be.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
really see anybody on the roster. So I'm
Yeah.
guessing someone from NXT, but.
I mean, I know someone already. I think it was one of the YouTube channels that popped up for me, and they showed Alexa Bliss in the group, and I'm like, it could work. I'm not sure they're going to go that route. It could work.
You know, it's funny you said that because I was just thinking, why not have a female? I mean, it would be pretty different. You don't
Uh-oh.
get too many factions where it's two men and a woman, or two women and a man where they're all equal. Not one's a valet, or like I'm going with like Santino's thing,
Well,
where
and I'm
he was
even
like a
thinking
distraction.
recent past because what's their names? Insanity. Because Nikki Cross was, they had the three men and then Nikki Cross.
Right.
Like that. Because having the woman be the third one is just even yeah. If they were missing Killian Dane or well, I guess you can't really miss Killian Dane in that group, right? Got to boot
Yeah.
Alexander Wolf. So yeah, I guess if you boot Alexander Wolf and it's just Nikki Cross, you get a different vibe off of things.
But yeah, but I don't know. That idea popped in my head about how interesting that could be, of having a woman be in the role of an equal in a group like that. But don't have to worry about it. It's not going to be her, so I'm not going to worry about it. But
Oh, yeah,
just that idea.
because what's her name in NXT is probably the closest as far as being an equal, and I don't know, Electra Lopez.
True, that's true. Yes.
Because, and the only other woman I could really think of would be Chyna. I mean, you'd really have to pull from the past to get someone who's on the equal status of the men in any type of faction.
Well, that's true, but you're also thinking of groups of four or more.
Oh,
I'm talking
yes.
just three.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so for example, you've got the Varsity Blondes, right, in AEW.
Yeah.
And yes, it's a lesser known group, but that's not a group. That's a tag team with a valet, but a valet who wrestles every once in a while. I'm
Oh.
talking a legitimate group. Like, if who could be? God damn it. Okay, say Mercedes Martinez was still there, I guess. I don't know. Does she count? I don't know. But with tattoos, she has a lip ring. She fits with them. Here, there. That's the criteria.
Oh,
Okay.
yeah, they do not have a
So that.
woman who fits the 'cause yeah, no Ruby Riott. Trying to think
Yeah.
of
But, yeah.
just women in general that could easily slide into that
Yeah.
position.
Yeah, it'd be equal. Like you
Yeah.
could take anybody from NXT who has tattoos or something, put them in there. But to be
Huh.
like, well, you're still lesser.
Oh,
You're
you
still the
know
woman in the
what?
group.
The woman just hit me. Rhea Ripley would fit
God
perfectly.
damn it. God damn it. Yes. Yes. I don't know how the hell we didn't think of that. It was like immediately.
Yeah,
Yes.
it should not have taken
An
that long.
immediate equal. Yes, an immediate equal to the men that she is partnered with and that is in a faction with. Immediately.
Yeah.
And I just think I'm intrigued by the idea. You have the champion. Like, all right, whoever the main guy is, there'd be Edge in this one. WWE champion. You've got Rhea Ripley, Raw champion, whatever. Damian Priest, the heavy who gets the US belt.
Oh.
Or is always running interference, something like that. You've never seen it, so
No.
I guess in the NWA there was when Nick Aldis was champion, but there was still a fourth guy. But I don't even know what happened to him. But it was like strictly business. Him, Carmella, Camille Brickhouse, and Tom Latimer, and they're all broken up now, so this doesn't count anymore. But
Oh.
that was kind of the example Yeah, that's kind of the example I was going for, but that's also not WWE.
Yeah, or not even really done on a big stage, like, because I don't feel like there's an example of that in AEW currently, and I can't think of one that was in Impact in the times that I've watched it on and off.
Yeah, even when there's like two females and a male, the male is always like the doting, like nincompoop, basically.
Yeah.
Or he's like sniveling and weak and this. It's not a powerful woman or like a strong woman who's champion and her protege or her friend or her up and come, whatever. And then the man who's also the champion. Like, I've never seen that. Or championship material, I should say.
Yeah. And I guess I just kind of thought up a diamond mind is, at least in the conversation, but Ivy Nile, A, hasn't won a championship yet, and B, yet again, it's a larger faction.
Yeah. Yes. I just sent you something on Instagram, by the way. if you want to derail the show real quick. It's just as much to know.
Okay.
I don't know if you. I was listening to you, and I just went. Oh. I don't know if that came through or not. But.
Oh man.
Sorry. Right.
Fair enough.
Watching this anyways, so you could start reciting the national anthem. I ain't listening. So you just give me a sec. Oh, okay. All right, it's all over. So I'm back.
Oh man. Yeah, I am not watching wrestling currently, so.
Oh no.
And I see your Instagram post, and I'm not gonna hit play. I'm waiting until after the show.
I've seen that live too, and even back then, I was like, "Damn!" A couple years later, and I'm like, "God damn!"
Oh man. Oh yeah. So it was all off of the possible third spot there for Edge's little crew.
I think it was good. Never mind.
Trying not to derail things.
I don't even know why I checked Instagram. I was looking up. Oh, I was looking up the workout. I was looking to see if they posted a workout for tomorrow because I almost died today. Oh, that's why. This beer is almost 9%. I'm on an empty stomach, so that'd be why. Pretty much an empty stomach. Eating ground chicken meatballs and enchilada sauce doesn't exactly fill your boy up, so. Okay, hang on. But yeah, so. But yeah, I just thought that'd be cool. So. But yeah, yeah. But how the started was Raw's boring. Like.
Oh.
It wasn't boring, but it's just nothing happened. And it's like, did they learn their lesson that these crowds don't care about these shows now since they start promoting them as the wildest one of the year?
Oh, and I think that's the other thing. Like, there were some nights off at the previous WrestleManias. I think that's the other reason why I was so convinced that the crowd was just dead. The WWE, I feel like they have obviously a hardcore audience like a lot of places. And people are just making a weekend of it. And I don't know how personally, no matter how well everything's done, that you can keep that level of excitement for that many events for that many hours.
Yeah, that's fair.
If you went, because I'm not even saying you went to NXT, if you went to both nights of WrestleMania and Raw, like, man, it was tough watching on TV, running around doing that. Man, it's a task. Man, that's a lot of wrestling. And yeah, like the show didn't get like hijacked at all. Like, and I don't know if I expect it to be necessarily. It really didn't make for the best Raws when it was getting hijacked. I mean, that's part of the reason why we stopped going to the Raw after Monday, after WrestleMania. Yeah.
But also, wasn't part of the problem was that the Raws after became bad? Like,
oh, that happened too.
The last one, yeah, the last one of consequence, I think, was after the New Orleans WrestleMania, the Bryan Danielson one. I'm sorry, the Daniel Bryan one back then.
Oh, right.
Because that's when Paige made her debut and beat AJ Lee for the title.
Yep.
Yeah, and Daniel Bryan gave his speech at the end, but that was it. And then that wasn't New York was the next year, right? And that's when it went off the rails, if I remember right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been not good for a while because we went to the one. Oh, yeah, because we went to that one in New Orleans.
Yes, we went to Atlanta, and it was just
boring. Oh, yeah.
You just tell everybody was tired and hungover. And that's where they set up a match between Rock and John Cena for the next WrestleMania. And everyone in the crowd was like, well, you're already here. Like, why not tonight? But, yeah, but is that one? We did not go to Detroit, right? Because that was actually Cleveland back then.
Oh, yes. It was not in town.
Yeah, and we decided to do it. Like, we didn't do it up, but we decided to see the town last time we were in New Orleans.
Correct.
Instead of going, because we left Tuesday.
Yeah, because was the first New Orleans visit the last Raw that we went to, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Yes.
So...
Yeah,
I mean, we were over it at that point, so that was WrestleMania 30.
Yeah.
And
But I think we didn't go the next year, though, right?
Correct. We took a year off.
Yeah.
Went to 32.
Yeah, because that was New York, right? That was the first outdoor one?
Oh, that might have been. I'm not sure. I can't remember. I didn't do back to back years at that point. And
Levi Stadium. Oh no, that was San Francisco. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, Santa Clara.
Yeah.
So, which actually would have been a good one. Oh, but real quick, I know we've been going a while. Remember what we said in the preview shows about night one and night two?
Yeah.
Boy, am I happy we said at the end of that show for night one that this is probably going to be a good show as much as we bashed on it and like said how boring it was and whatever else. Because to me, night one was far more enjoyable. Not that night two was bad. I just liked night one better.
Yeah, there was definitely some stuff like the Sami Zayn Johnny Knoxville match is probably going to be my favorite comedy match ever.
So much fun. It was a nightmare. It wasn't good. It was jackass basically. It wasn't a wrestling match, it was jackass.
Yeah.
And that's what made it fine.
Yes.
I mean, because nobody faked it. So when Wee Man came out, or should we be calling him Wee Man, by the way? Because, let's be honest.
If
he ain't so wee anymore, you know?
Oof, man, yeah. I did not see the newest Jackass movie yet.
I haven't yet either.
But yeah, Wee Man's, he's added a couple of pounds since the last time I saw him.
Very polite of you. So, when he came out, first I was like, oh boy. Then he just starts hitting Sami Zayn.
Yes.
Now listen, and I'm being dead serious. I understand that people see like dwarves, midgets, whatever you want to call people now, little people, which is the most demeaning term that we're supposed to say. They're still a human being who pack a legit punch. Oh. He's hitting Sami Zayn. Those weren't pulled punches. You could see he was hitting him.
Yes, you could.
And after a while, I'm like, is Sami really putting up with this bullshit? Like, Unless, I mean, unless he's that smart, like he's that good of a worker, you know, Wee Man.
I don't think Wee Man's that good of a worker. I think Sami Zayn is a fucking champ.
Dude, okay, I'm going to disagree with you here. Well, I'm not going to disagree with you, but I'm going to give you a different perspective. That guy's punching and punching and punching him. Sami gives him the body slam, which, did you see the edit of Gorilla Monsoon?
Oh.
They edited the clip with Gorilla Monsoon's voice when Hogan slammed Andre.
Oh my god.
It's pretty clever. It was actually from WWE of all people. So pretty clever. So, he gets all that, and I texted you, and I was like, Sami Zayn better kick this fucker in the face.
Oh, well, he did.
And, no, he did not. I'm sorry. I said boo to him in the face. He kicked him in the face. They showed the replay. That was not a pulled kick.
No.
He booted that man in the face. I'm laughing about it now because I lost my shit when that happened. Because I turned to Elise and was like, he better kick this motherfucker in the face, man. This is ridiculous. This doesn't happen. This isn't worth it. A couple minutes later, I text you, and it happened. Boom. I was a kid again. It was like watching a Jackass movie to me. And even Sami losing in the end, I didn't care. He should have. So
yeah, if you care about that outcome, just no. Nope. Just the... No sale here. Leave me alone.
And I know people were like, wait, why is Sami Zayn signing with WWE again? They're wasting him. That looked like that was a lot of fun for him. So he's getting paid a shit ton of money to have fun. Yeah, I think that's okay.
That's great. Yeah.
Really, he didn't take that many bad bumps either.
The table bump was the worst bump.
Yes, yeah. But, I mean, he was even, like, hitting and kicking Johnny Knoxville, too.
Yeah, those Jackass guys are legitimately crazy.
When Chris Pontius got in the ring, Elise was like, well, he won't be wearing his thong. And I was like, nah. Like, this WWE, like, hey, you gotta wear a regular Speedo. Well... Whew, yeah, put the kibosh on that idea. I was like, God damn it. I always hated Podge's thing with showing his ass all the time. So, but yeah,
I laughed when Pat McAfee's like, I've seen his ass most of my childhood.
That's true. Yes, that was a good line too. But so speaking of night one. Being entertaining, I didn't get the Vince McMahon beating up Pat. Oh, that was late, too. Never mind. That was
late. Yo,
I didn't get the Vince McMahon thing. But night one, that the Austin-Owens match was great. Yes, I mean great. It was nostalgic. He didn't half-ass it, other than not taking his shirt off. But it's like, well, he is almost 60. So it's like, okay. But so you had that. You had the whole Cody coming back thing. Delivering on a promise because Undertaker the night before says never say never. So you got kind of a glimmer of like, huh. I wonder. When the lights moving out. Then Bray Wyatt's been nowhere to be found, and they kept dropping the name Bray Wyatt and the Fiend. All the lights go out. They purposely show a camera shot of everyone with their phones out, like the Fiend's entrance.
Yeah. Oh.
So they gave you just enough subtleties to go, wait, maybe it's not Cody. And there was the rumor that Shane McMahon was in Dallas the whole time.
Oh. Yeah.
So there was so much behind this. When Cody came out, it was like, oh, wow, this is... As much as I may or may not agree to coming back, I went, yeah, this is pretty awesome. Like, this is really awesome. And it makes you realize why you love wrestling. And then you get Monday Night Raw and you're like, oh, God damn it. Yep, here we go again. So, I mean, Vince McMahon blowing the stunner again after 20 fucking years. He can't get a stunner right. Steve Austin laughing his ass off about it. Then stunning Pat McAfee, who takes a bump of a professional wrestler. And then has the wherewithal to do a spit take when he hits the ground. Roll out of the ring and keep drinking beer.
Oh, I didn't.
Sign that man. Yes. So he got hit. He falls. He does the flatback. Rolls out. He grabs a can of the lager and he's just pouring it in his mouth. Like a not a German Shepherd. What's the dog that brings his like the keg?
Oh, the Saint Bernard.
Saint Bernard. Yeah. Like a Saint Bernard showed up. He was like, hell yeah, thanks, buddy. So yeah. So.
Oh.
I enjoyed both nights of WrestleMania. More so than I expected.
So that's why I think so. It was overall a very entertaining WrestleMania. Like, even though I didn't like Night 2 as much, it wasn't awful.
No, not at all.
And I was still surprised, because we only talked about the first a little bit. I'm still shocked, and even though I said this to Chris, I'll say it to you too. Still shocked that the End of Days had been a protected finisher. Because what other...
Yes! They said no one's kicked out of it. I was like, are you out of your mind? I'm like, that can't be true.
Yeah, that's okay. I just tweeted, I don't believe you with Ron Burgundy.
Yeah. Someone had to have kicked out of that.
And then they just kept on saying it. I'm like, okay, what are you going to do? You know, like... They're really sticking to their guns on this one. It's the first time it's ever been kicked out of.
Yeah, and my thing is, like, Baron Corbin, I don't mind, or I'm sorry, Happy Corbin now, I don't mind the character, I just don't want to see him in the ring. That's where it always falls apart for me.
So,
it's not even that he's bad, I just don't care. Give a shit, man. It's good. He has good cooking advice. That's fun. So,
yeah. I don't know if you ever watched excellent it. Cooking advice.
Yes. Yeah. So it's not even like a dislike of the character or the dislike of the person. Obviously, it's just once he gets in the ring, I don't care.
Oh,
like something goes out the window for me.
Yeah, I'm not sure that they can recover from him just. Again, I don't think he's downright terrible in the ring. I'm with you. Like, I guess I just don't feel like he ever has any credibility.
Right. That's exactly what it is. He's never had a sustained credibility with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
that's the perfect way of looking at it.
It's more. Yeah. I know that he's there because the WWE has positioned him there now for. Lord only knows how many years at this juncture. So And that's more of what it is. Like, it's more of a, I understand from a WWE perspective than it is from an own personal, like, I respect you, dude. kind of yeah. Position.
But maybe it'll come. I don't know.
Yeah. If you've been on the roster for 6 years and you haven't developed that, something is not going right. Because I'm trying to think of what the... Because I guess I was at least mildly surprised that Sasha Banks, it was the first time she won at WrestleMania, I think.
No, it didn't occur to me, but yes, that's what it's been. Pretty nuts.
And
she's never won at WrestleMania. Like, wow.
Yeah, because Roman beating Brock was the other one. And I'm trying to think of what the other first was, because I feel like it happened on night one. But I'm not sure what it would be.
Wait, say that again. I'm sorry.
There was another first, and I thought that it happened sometime during night one. Because I don't think it happened in the Miz and Logan Paul versus the Mysterios match. I don't think there was a first for Bianca Belair and Becky Lynch.
Don't believe so, no.
Cody versus...
Oh, you know what? Bianca Belair did not use her hair in that match. All my bitching. And Becky went after it, but she never used it.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Yes.
Honestly, for as much of a point that the hair was going into that match, I know that Becky did use it. It also wasn't a focal point, really, almost at all.
Yeah.
Like, it was almost a non-factor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think there was a first for the Cody versus Seth match. No. And I don't think it was in the Charlotte versus Ronda match either, so I'm having a hard time identifying what the fourth one was that was one of those weird factoids that the WWE threw out there and really kind of pushed.
Because
I don't think I'm thinking of Omos losing his first match. Like, that's not, like, big enough in canon for me to chalk up to memory.
Yeah, so real quick on that, how big legitimately is Omos? I told Elise, Omos Bobby Lashley looks like the original G.I. Joe doll action figure and a new G.I. Joe figure. That is like, this is the same race. Like, those are two human beings.
And Bobby Lashley.
Bobby Lashley's not small.
Yeah, I think that's the real kicker in this situation. If I would be next to Omos, you'd just be sitting there going, wow, really? Same species, huh? Like, just a 2 foot disparity, 2+ foot disparity.
They said he was 7'4"? Is that right?
I think so.
I think.
And they just give him the nice round, hey, you're 400 pounds. Like,
yeah.
Like, okay, sure.
At least, was he 400 pounds? Like, sure.
Like, does it matter if he's 380, really? No.
Yeah. Like, you always go bigger. It's just like Big Show when he's like, yeah, I'm 500 pounds. But they billed me at 500 pounds, but I lost 100 pounds. I weighed 400. But 500 just sounds better. So, but yeah. That match sucked, by the way.
But
Omos and Bobby Lashley, who's a giant human being, being dwarfed by Omos, was like, oh boy. Okay. If you say so.
Yeah, that's one of those ones where I have no idea. Like, how they handle Omos is just going to be a really curious thing. Like, they love the special attraction. Like you said, like, he makes Bobby Lashley look small. Like, one of your biggest competitors looks like an ant next to him. Like, yeah. It's crazy talk. Like, the only people that are even going to be remotely close to his size that are Drew McIntyre, since he is taller than Lashley. That'll help out, since he's like 6'5 or 6'7, whatever, since he's a mutant, too.
Yeah.
Oh, Roman Reigns won't look that small, because he is an extremely large gentleman also. But still,
no, Roman
like...
Roman Reigns is only like 6'4". He's not that tall.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was going to say, he's still going to have a foot on Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, even the guys at the top of the card aren't really even close to his size. You know, because, I mean, he's probably going to dwarf Drew, which is crazy talk.
Yeah.
And I guess what? Maybe Randy Orton would be a guy, But we've already seen some Randy Orton almost matches, and he kind of makes Randy Orton look small.
Yeah, and Randy Orton's like 6'6 or something stupid like that. So, yeah, it is crazy, but I just wish he was better, because he's not. There's no way around it. He's not.
Oh.
But at that height, you're lumbering, because he's not a skinny. You know, he's not a twig.
Oh,
he's got some big muscle mass on him, which can't be comfortable at that size. But, or just used to it. I don't know.
I just
want to point that out.
He does not have a Manute Bol style body type.
Sean Bradley. Although, it's like, you don't really see that anymore.
Oh, no.
Like for basketball, which is those two basketball players, you don't really see that anymore. And plus, you don't realize how big basketball players are anyways. So,
yes.
Just like wrestling, you put all your 5'9" guys around each other, everyone looks the same size. So, all right, let's get the hell out of here.
Bell time beer on my end. One of the last beverages, at least in the cider department, from Mr. Mays. Red Clay Cider Works, Charlotte, North Carolina. Wool Socks, mulled blackcurrant cider. Big blackcurrant fan. This actually makes me look forward. I know that my upcoming trip here, that is Cause Day Wednesday recording, there is a cidery near my hotel room.
Go for it.
So
they sneak up on you.
That is on the list to take a visit to Thursday evening if I should get the time, which I should. So. Very tasty. I love blackcurrant, and I don't know if you can kind of taste the mulling, because it's more of a spice situation. And I was gonna save that one for Christmas in July, but you talked me into having it a little bit early, because it does make sense. There are some beers that are better fresh rather than having them sit around for a while, and I'm not shocked that ciders are on that list.
Yeah, Jay explained it to me, and I forgot why. So,
it's kind of like the IPAs. I don't mind letting the dark beers sit around, but IPAs, I do try to get to them sooner rather than later, because I think the hops lose taste in the meantime, and it doesn't taste as good, so... What were you having on a near empty stomach down there, Mr. Mays?
Mine is there's a flat brim IPA from Triple C. This is actually a double flat brim IPA, hazy double India pale ale. It goes down like candy, and hence why I don't buy many of those when we're there or at home, because it goes down so easy. It's so good. It's one of their flagships, but they only release it once a year. So it's pretty crazy how they do it. Yeah, I love it. Love it. Love Triple C, actually. That place is great. They've got probably, arguably, the best chicken sandwich in town. But, yeah, it's pretty nuts. It's just this little truck. It's permanent. It's called Izzy's. They are branching out now that they have burgers as well, which they just kill those as well. So it's crazy. And I know we watch Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, but it's crazy to see these little goofy things that make amazing food. You know?
So, yep.
Anyways.
Alrighty.
All right.
That was Granny Maze. This is at Frango11. The brand is at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Download us. It not any number of locations, whether it's Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or Google. Have a good night, grandkids.
There you go.